Ever felt stuck in a cycle of diminishing returns despite your best management efforts? While most leaders focus on fixing what's broken, Profit from the Positive offers a scientifically backed alternative that can transform your leadership without costing a dime. This groundbreaking work distills over 10,000 research papers from positive psychology into practical tools that have been field-tested at organizations from Google to Zappos. Unlike theoretical frameworks, these evidence-based techniques provide immediate results. What if the secret to better business performance isn't restructuring or team-building exercises, but rather understanding the psychology behind how people actually work? Despite technological advances, 70% of Americans report work as a significant stress source. Three main productivity drains affect modern leaders: overwork, multitasking, which wastes 40% of productivity, and procrastination. Research shows planning beats Nike's Just Do It approach. Students who specified when and where they would complete work were twice as likely to finish on time. This works through triggering events, designated times and places for tasks. To combat procrastination, write about tasks in past tense before starting to create mental commitment. Use the Zeigarnik effect by intentionally leaving projects partially complete, creating momentum for the next day. Resilience, bouncing back from setbacks, is crucial for leadership. Amazon's Jeff Bezos emphasizes that innovation requires embracing failure. Beyond post-traumatic stress, researchers study post-traumatic growth, positive changes following trauma. Chip Conley demonstrated resilience when his hotel chain tripled post.com bust by exploring Maslow's hierarchy. Stanford's Carol Dweck shows that mindset shapes challenge response. Learning mindsets focus on growth, while performance mindsets fixate on proving ability. Leaders' emotions spread rapidly through organizations, affecting team performance and productivity. Emotions move through workplaces like germs, a phenomenon psychologists call social contagion, or the achoo effect. Just one person can infect an entire group with their mood, and bosses' moods are particularly contagious. Research shows a leader's mood can infect a team in just 7 minutes and significantly impact performance. Studies of sales managers found those in more positive moods achieved greater sales. When delivering difficult messages, understand prospect theory. Losses feel more painful than gains feel pleasurable. Therefore, bad news should be aggregated and delivered all at once, like ripping off a Band-Aid, while good news should be spread out. Four techniques can help shift out of negative emotional states. 1. Label it. Naming your emotion helps dissipate it. 2. Take long, deep breaths for immediate calming. 3. Get moving. Physical movement, especially in nature, reduces stress. And 4. Fake it till you make it. Embodiment research shows that physically putting your body in positive postures can actually improve your mood. Micromanaging kills productivity. Employees with higher internal locus of control, believing they shape outcomes through their efforts, perform better and experience greater job satisfaction. The solution? Delegate properly by providing clear outcomes while allowing employees to determine how to achieve them. While leaders often focus on problems, studying exceptional performance can reveal valuable, replicable insights. Research confirms that strengths-based approaches improve sales, customer service, innovation, and employee engagement. Gallup research demonstrates this impact. Salespeople who completed strengths assessments increased sales by 17%. In a study of 200,000 employees, the strongest predictor of success was whether people could use their strengths daily at work, yet only 20% believe they do. Leadership response to challenges matters significantly. Managers who stay calm and collaborate on solutions see 39% better project performance than reactive managers. Requiring solutions with every problem report discourages early problem identification. Explanatory style shapes resilience. The Me Always Everything framework shows optimists view negative events as external, temporary, and isolated, while seeing positive events as personal, recurring, and far-reaching. When facing setbacks, counter negative thoughts with evidence from past successes to avoid seeing temporary challenges as permanent flaws. Hiring mistakes can cost up to 5 times a person's salary. Technical skills alone don't predict success. When MetLife prioritized optimism in hiring salespeople, they outperformed others by 27%. The soft stuff is actually harder to develop than technical skills. Daniel Goleman found that 2/3 of job competencies at Fortune 500 companies were interpersonal, yet interviews typically focus on technical abilities. Past performance is the strongest predictor of future success. Skip hypothetical questions in interviews and ask for specific examples of past behavior instead. Cultural fit is crucial. Google seeks googly employees, smart, creative problem solvers, while Zappos asks unique questions like, "How weird are you?" to find cultural alignment. Leaders should focus on enabling peak performance rather than extracting maximum output. This means leveraging employees' strengths daily. Strengths-focused teams achieve 44% higher customer loyalty and retention and 50% better project outcomes. Job crafting, aligning roles with employees' strengths, significantly improves engagement and performance. Rather than terminating underperforming employees, focus on getting them into a state of flow, that zone of complete immersion where time seems to disappear. Poor performance often stems from misalignment between skill level and challenge level. The key is finding each person's flow channel, where challenge appropriately matches skill. Imagine boosting productivity by over 40% without spending a dime. That's the power of FRE, frequent recognition and encouragement. For recognition to be effective, focus on process praise rather than person praise. Instead of general statements like, "You're really smart," describe the specific effort or strategy used. "I appreciate the time and attention you put into analyzing those reports." For difficult projects, starting tiny is remarkably powerful. What could you accomplish in just 5 minutes? This incremental approach, what's the smallest step with the biggest impact, breaks through procrastination barriers and builds momentum on important work. When facing setbacks, dispute negative beliefs with evidence from past experiences. This prevents viewing temporary difficulties as permanent personal flaws. The key is replacing self-defeating chatter with evidence to the contrary, helping you bounce back faster. Positive deviants implement evidence-based tools and achieve extraordinary results through 4 key strategies. Embrace rather than resist resistance. Focus on just 3 small changes at a time, avoid unnecessary jargon, and use the backdoor approach by quietly integrating changes into daily business without fanfare. When introducing new ideas, expect resistance as a natural response. Rather than fighting against it, view resistance as a promising sign of change. Be empathetic and address concerns directly, explaining concepts when necessary. Rather than attempting to overhaul all business practices simultaneously, make incremental changes. Research shows people are more likely to achieve goals when breaking them into smaller sub-goals. Focus on implementing just 3 tools from the book's collection of over 24. The backdoor approach means integrating changes into daily operations without formal announcements. This method requires no presentations, capital, or permission, just the courage to try something new. Focus on outcomes and let the results speak for themselves. The beauty of these evidence-based positive psychology tools is that they don't require significant investment or formal approval. They simply require leaders willing to try something different, leaders who understand that by focusing on what's right rather than just what's wrong, they can transform their organizations 1 small positive change at a time.